الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر لمن الملك اليوم لله الواحد القهار وفي شأن حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. Infinite praise, all glory, complete submission is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, our Creator. And salutations and peace and blessings be upon our noble, beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, by the infinite grace of Allah azza wa jal, we are gathered here today on this blessed day of Jumu'ah. And my dua is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathers us together like this on the day of Qiyamah in Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la, insha'Allah. Wal Aziz, with the prophets, with the Nabiyeen, Mursaleen, Siddiqeen, Shuhada, and the Saliheen. Ameen. May Allah Azza wa Jal enable us all to seek His guidance and to purify our hearts and to reach success in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Ameen. Previously on Jumu'ah, we began our discussion on the hypocrisy and the arrogance of other people, or rather the West, against Muslims, against our culture, against our religion and our way of life. And this was in regards to Qatar and the football event that was taking place there. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that we need to remain steadfast on our deen and our way of life, irrespective of whatever other people may say or do. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَطْغَوْا. This is what we learned from the previous Jumu'ah. And today, inshallah, al-aziz, we continue in this particular theme on understanding how our deen is our sharia, is our way of life, and our Lord and His ahkamat are for us. And we will apply them and adopt them no matter who, wherever we are, no matter which country we are in, we will apply them to ourselves whilst respecting the local laws, but we will first and foremost always remain Muslims, or will remain mu'mins, or will remain those people who follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow the sharia of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So in this regard, I just want to do a quick backup and a background aspect on what we will discuss today, insha'Allah. So in the current world that we live in, especially growing up in the West, we are constantly brainwashed or bombarded and told this thing repeatedly again and again into thinking that democracy is the only way to a civilized society. This is the only way and the most correct way of how people should live and coexist. It is these same people who went to the East, who went to India and Pakistan and all over the world and said, you guys are ignorant and arrogant and jahil. You have no etiquettes or manners. You have no civilization. We will teach you how to be civilized. This is their approach. And even now in the West, we are constantly taught, our children are taught this, that democracy is the best. Democracy is the only way to a stable, sound and civilized society and governance. And they say all other human systems, all other systems are obsolete. And they don't accept them. They say this has this deficiency and that deficiency, this doesn't work and that doesn't work. And then to support themselves, they say, look at how many other things have come and gone. The religions have come and gone, and they are backwards and they are fixed in their eras, and they no longer apply to human beings today. And then they say even communism, it's a fail. It doesn't work. It doesn't benefit anyone. They say even socialism is not beneficial for the wider society. Aristocracy, even a monarchy, to some extent, they say, oh no, it's no good, even though we're living here in a British monarch. And they say colonialism, they did that, and then they walked away from that as well. And then they say totalitarianism as well, and even dictatorship. They say all of these, none of these things are good. Even though they've done them all themselves, and they created them all themselves, but now they're saying none of these things are good. The only good thing, and the only applicable thing, and the only valid thing is democracy. This is the way you need to live your life. You don't need a deity, a god, a being to tell you what to do. You don't need a prophet or a messenger or anybody else to tell you what to do. You tell yourself what to do. You make your own rules and live your own life the way you want to be. So the West has always compared itself to the East. We are the civilized, we are the sound people, we are the stable people. And look at all of these people. Look at China, look at all these other countries, and look at all of their system. None of these things are working. Democracy is the only way. So they've always made this comparison, and they continue to do so. They say it is the East versus the West, or democracy versus ignorance. We'll give you technology, we'll give you science, we'll give you everything, we'll tell you how to live and how to exist, we'll give you freedom, we'll give you equality, we'll give you justice. This is what even people come to the West for: freedom, equality and justice. Why? Because the countries that you are living in, you are just servants. You are majboor there, you are just living there, and you have no equality. There's inequality there and there's injustice there. And it is true to a certain degree that in our home countries there is a huge amount of corruption, of inequality and injustice and so many other things. Everything is there without a doubt. But that's not because the West is doing the right thing. It's because we have left our Sharia. We have left the Quran. We have left the Sunnah. We have left the legislated way that was given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they say democracy is for the people, by the people. It is people who come together and they want the bhala and they want the faida and they want all of the success for the people, by the people. So we dictate how we live our life. Allah doesn't dictate, God doesn't dictate, Jesus doesn't dictate, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nobody else dictates what to do. We are the center of the universe and the world. We dictate. We are the people and we are for the people. And because of us, we will give you peaceful existence. We will give you enlightenment. We will give you fairness and justice and technology and increase. We will give you all of these things. Don't go towards anybody else or any other way of life because they are ignorant. They are backwards, because these are the words that we hear every time a Muslim nation tries to do something in the media straight away. Backward people, you know. These people are ignorant, these people don't know what they're saying, they're using these old systems, and they say they are political slaves to their own systems. They say that these people are violent, they are aggressive, they are barbaric. Look, they're cutting people's hands, they're you know, giving people certain punishments, and they're saying you have to live your life according into this way. Look at the tyranny that you have in the East, and this is how they compare themselves, that we are for the people, by the people, we are peaceful, we are civilized. But then ask themselves, the same democracy that they talk about is the same democracy that gave us World War I, is the same democracy that gave us World War II, is the same democracy that bombed Afghanistan and Iraq for the search of these weapons of mass destruction, is the same democracy that it carried out so many wars in America, in Vietnam, and all over the world in Afghanistan. It is there. Undoubtedly, same democracy of these people, for the people, by the people, for their version of what life and what society should be. So democracy for them is accepting the will of the majority regardless of what their faith is. whether they believe in stars, whether they believe in moons, whether they believe in Satan, whether they believe in God or any other deity, doesn't matter. What matters is bande. Bande dictate, people dictate whatever they want and whatever they think is the best. These people who are not even educated majority of the time, who don't even have any qualifications in politics or real understanding of the world, but these people who come from elite backgrounds and aristocracy and monarchy and bloodlines, these are the people who will tell us how to run the world and how to live a peaceful coexistence with the rest of the world. So this is what their version of democracy is: accepting the will of the majority, regardless of the faith of the minority or the majority. But for us as Muslims, it's very important to remind ourselves and also to remind our children that وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. In other verses of the Quran, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِكُونَ. That those, i.e. the Muslims and other individuals, those who are true Muslims and true worshippers, if they do not carry out the ahkamat, carry out the rulings and live their life according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to them, then undoubtedly they are the people who deny. They deny Allah, they deny the existence of Allah, His ahkamat, His way of life, His commands, His legislation, His sharia. They deny all of these things, they are kuffar. They deny all of these things, they do zulm upon themselves and they do zulm upon those that are around them. These are the people who are the defiantly disobedient people. These are the people who are the fasiqoon. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that irrespective of other legislations, of other way of life and other systems throughout the world, we follow the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you need to ask yourself, is a Muslim the same as a mushrik? Of course you'll say no. A mushrik is different, a Muslim is different. A kafir is different, a Muslim is different. A woman is even different from a man. A child is different from a woman. A person who is gender fluid, today he's a man, tomorrow he's a girl, and the day after he's something else. And a person who's LGBTQ, they're all different. You can't say that every single person is equal. But when you live in these types of systems, they say, no, it is the will of the people, the majority of the people, and whatever the majority say, we will do. The majority say, give rights to all of these people and let everything go rampant in society, we will let them do it. The majority say, make cannabis halal, they'll make it halal. The majority will say, do this, they will allow this to happen. Because it is what? The will of the people. This is their democratic system. So for them, religion is a choice. Religion is a lifestyle. But for us, it is a way of life. It is part and parcel of our identity, our huwiyah, our personality, who we are. Human reason is not the ultimate criterion, the furqan. Furqan is the criterion, how you decide between good and bad, right and wrong, black and white. They say it is the human reason, the human intellect. Whatever we decide, this is black, it is black. If it is white, it is white. This is what democracy, it constantly is reminding us. They don't think that there is a divine reason, there is divine justice, there is divine legislation. They believe that the creation knows better than the creator. They think that they know themselves better. They don't even understand atoms, they don't even understand the nucleus, they don't understand the amazing space and the universe and everything that we live in, what is within us internally or externally, but they think they are the created and they know better than the creator. This is how they believe. But we know that believers and non-believers are not the same. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَوُونَ. A person who is a mu'min and a person who is a kafir, who is a fasiq, they can never be the same. They can never be equal. They are all inherently different. One believes, one does not believe. One obeys and one disobeys. One follows his own whims and his desires and his way of life. And the other one believes in Allah and follows the criteria and the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So without a doubt, Muslims and non-Muslims are not the same. But living in a democracy, they'll say, no, no, we're all the same. Everybody has the right to believe what they want to do and act the way that they want to do. But no, for us, we believe and we act in a different particular way. So the question is that we need to ask ourselves, that should a non-Muslim dictate how a Muslim nation is run? Because currently this is what is happening in the media. Whether you look at Qatar, whether you look at other Muslim countries throughout the world, it is non-Muslims, these democratically elected people and the democracy, and they're saying, this is how you should live. You are ignorant and you are backward and you don't know anything. You're not civilized. this is how you need to live. This is how you need to run your country. These are the rights that you need to give to the girls and the children and the women. And these are the rights that you need to give to other people and how they live their physical life, their emotional life, their spiritual life, and even their sexual life. This is how they dictate what we should or shouldn't do. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reminded us again and again in the Quran, هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has sent the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam بِالْهُدَى, with the guidance, with the sharia, with the way of life, and وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ, which is absolutely apparent and clear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you may apply it and you may become the best. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ, even though mushriks hate it and they despise it and they reject it and they poke fingers at it and they say, look, this is wrong with this, look at what your sharia says, look at what sharia says, it is barbaric, it is violent, it is this, it is that. They're constantly pointing fingers at the Quran and our sharia and our way of life because they think they are the best. The West is the best. Democracy is the best. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you are my creation. I have sent you with the best of messenger. I have sent you with the best of guidance. And as long as you follow Allah azza wa jalla and the sharia, then you will never be misguided. You will always succeed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَإِن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّوكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنُّ وَإِن هُمْ إِلَّا يَغْرُسُونَ. That if you obeyed most of the people on earth, what is the majority of the people, apart from a few dictatorships and few other nations here and there, majority are saying, we are the democracy, we are telling you how to live the most civilized life. But it's Allah who is saying, if you obey the majority of the people on earth, they will misguide you. From what? They will misguide you from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُضِلُّكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And do you not see this in our own country here or Pakistan or anywhere else? Constant foreign affairs telling you, this is how you need to legislate. This is how you need to give other people their rights. This is how you need to allow people to live. You need to give this freedom and that freedom. You need to run your economy in this way. You need to behave like this. And they're constantly dictating and telling us how to live and how to behave. Even though they are here in this country and we are over there, they are still dictating and telling us, don't follow this way, don't follow Allah's way, don't follow your deen, follow our democratic way, which is the most civilized and the most peaceful way. This is the most successful. This is what they say. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that they are taking you away and misguiding you from Allah azza wa jal. They follow nothing but their own conjecture, their own zan, their own beliefs, and their beliefs are constantly changing. Their values are constantly changing. Look at the values of the British 50 years ago and 100 years ago. Look at how, where they were and where they are now. Even they live in their libas or in their acceptance of other people and other relationships. And look at where they are now. They are constantly changing. And the way that we say in our language is that koi dini mani koni. A person is constantly changing. You believe something today, but then you no longer believe it tomorrow. And then you change that belief again. But no, our belief system does not get corrupted. It does not get overruled. It does not get updated. It does not get changed. Our belief system is the same in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah azza wa jal is our Lord. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a way of life. That is the Quran. That is the Sharia. And we follow the best of messengers, which is none other than our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا ظَنْ وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا. They follow nothing but their own conjecture, their own whims, their own fancies and their desires. They are only but guessing. And they are constantly changing their rules. Well, let's try this immigration rule. Oh, it'll work. And then it doesn't work. Let's try this economic aspect. Oh, it works and it doesn't work. Let's try this and let's try this. All of these people coming together, human beings inherently themselves are weak. Inherently themselves are misguided, and we are the people who are constantly making mistakes. So how can we are not perfect ourselves, how can we make a perfect sharia? How can we make a perfect system? How can we tell how all of humanity should coexist together? Allah Azza wa Jalla is perfect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-knowing. So He knows, and He has therefore made this system for us that we need to follow if we want to succeed. And the system that Allah Azza wa Jal gave us via the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is none other than the Khilafah, the Khilafah that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam bestowed upon the Sahaba ikram, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, and Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab, Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan, Sayyidina Ali, and carried on that Khilafah system, carried on. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salam gave us this imara, this leadership as well. So we have two systems, a very, very beautiful system, one on a national scale and one on an international scale, a macro level of leadership and a micro level of leadership. From the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam up until 1922, when you know the Khilafah system was abolished and completely dismantled by the West, again telling us this is how you need to live, this Khilafah system is no good for you. They can have the euro, which is fine, everybody works together for the benefit, but the Khilafah, no, Khilafah is no good. So the Muslim Ummah was glued by the Khilafah system on an international level. And on an Imara system, it was glued together on a local level. So we had this system which gave us the constant guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, where within the system, people could speak out against their rulers, against the people, against the leaders, but then the overriding judgment was always, is this according to the Quran, according to the Sunnah, yes or no, irrespective of whatever leader there may be, irrespective of whatever khalif there may be, always the guidance was from ultimate judge, was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see this from our very life of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that he would say, even on simple affairs, when three people go out on a journey, they must appoint one of them as their amir, as their leader, even in something as small as this. So how is it that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam went without leaving a system, a political system, a social system, an economic system, a divine system? Of course, he told us how to legislate our lives, how to work together on a local level, on a national level. He did that in Makkah, he did that in Medina, and as Islam spread as well, we saw the Imara system, we saw the Caliphate system as well, which was there to make sure that everything was according to the Quran and Sunnah. Even Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and when he became the Amir, the first speech that he gave, he said, follow me as long as I follow the Quran and Sunnah, and disobey me and walk away from me as soon as you see me disobeying the Quran and Sunnah. This is what divine justice is. This is what the divine Sharia and the legislation is. But no, the West will tell us and dictate to us, leave the divine, leave all these old systems, these backdated systems, these ignorant systems, and follow us, the democracy where our values are constantly changing and we know how to live a peaceful life. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who reminds us, and it's something that we should reflect upon as well. Again and again we recite Alhamdulillahi, what? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, that all praise is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabb, the Lord of all of the worlds. So there you are praising Allah, that you are the Lord of all of the worlds, but then you're saying, I'm not going to follow your Sharia. I'm not going to follow your Sunnah. What kind of Muslim are you? We say, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ, that the East and the West, everything that we can see and observe, everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the Malik, He is the owner, He is the sovereign of all of this. We say, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ, that we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Lord of mankind, who is the owner of mankind, who is the creator, who is the sovereign, who is the king of mankind. What is that telling us? That He is our king, He is our sovereign, He is our Lord, He is our Rabb, and therefore we are His servants and His slaves, and we follow His way of life, His Sharia, His legislation. We follow His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us again in the Quran, هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْمَلِكُ الْقُدُّوسُ السَّلَامُ الْمُؤْمِنُ الْمُهَيْمِنُ الْعَزِيزُ الْجَبَّارُ الْمُتَكَبِّرُ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ هُوَ اللَّهُ الْخَالِقُ الْبَارِئُ الْمُصَوِّرُ لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Why do these things not resonate with us? Why do we not realize that it is Allah who is our Rabb, our Malik, our owner, our sovereign, our king, and therefore any way of life must always be in accordance to the legislation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not according to the so-called people who their values are constantly changing. Before it was colonialism, then it was a monarchy, and then it was dictatorship, and so many other things as we've discussed up until now. But no, for us, there's a divine legislation. That is how we live our life and how we follow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, Qari Sahib recited today, وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ, that what will remain, nothing else will remain except for the beautiful face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the legislation and the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are in your grave, you will not be asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is your citizenship? What is your passport? What is the way, the political way of your life? Which do you support, Labour or Conservatives or PTO? None of these things will be asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What you will be asked is, Man Rabbuk? Who is your Lord? Who is your king? Who is the sovereign? Did you follow his way of life? Or did you constantly change your values and your way of life to follow somebody else? Or did you follow the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Allah Azza wa Jalla will remind us, Limanil mulkul yawm lillahi al-wahidin qahar, that who has all sovereignty, who has all ownership, who has all kingship, who is the ruler, whose way of life is it? لِمَنِ الْمُلْكِ الْيَوْمِ None other but لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ None other than the one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most magnificent, the most powerful. So why is it that we are constantly changing our deen and iman and constantly changing our principles and our values when we should actually be following the legislation and the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the reason why we've continued this from last week from Qatar onto here today is because I'm sure you've been reading in the news that Indonesia, they passed a law to criminalize extramarital sex and cohabitation, which basically means that no sex before marriage and you can't live with a person without being married to them legally. And the secular world, the democratic world, the West is outraged that why are they doing this? Why are they making this rule and this way for these people in Indonesia or other people? Whereas ask yourself, the same rules of the West is what? That Indonesia is a sovereign, democratic country. So why do you not let them do what they want to do? At the beginning you said it is the will of the people, for the people, by the people. So now when these people have willed something, you're going against it. Why? Because it goes against your own principles, because you have no deen, no iman. This is the state of the West, where there's over 86% of 275 million people in Indonesia who have been democratically elected and they have legislated this. So why does it affect the West? Why does it affect the sensibilities of the Anglo-American norms and their tastes and their version of democracy? You want us to have democracy, but no, don't have your democracy. You can only have our version of democracy. Kyunbhai? This is how this works? No. We have the democracy. We have the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Amnesty International, they're saying, comments, we are going backwards. These are their comments. We are going backwards. They are saying that these are repressive laws and that democracy is in decline. Our own BBC, they're saying that extramarital relationships are not a crime. These are the comments, and the criminal code should not be based on a certain religion. And the local media is saying the new law will dampen investment and tourism opportunities and financing. If these rules come in place, but ask yourselves, who are you deluding? Who are you denying to please these people and the West and their version of democracy? You are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah azza wa jal, our Lord, he mentions, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَ وَسَاءَ سَبِيلَ. Don't even go anywhere near adultery, let alone do any form of adultery. It is truly shameful and an evil way. When Yusuf alayhi salam said that, oh my Lord, that prison is more to my liking than that which they invite me to. When he was called by Zulaikha to come and do fornication, he said, no, I don't want to do any of this. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفُزُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ. They tell the believing men to lower their gaze and guide their private parts. But the West is saying, no, open your eyes and free your private parts and do whatever you want with whoever you want, no matter where you are. Is this the world that we want to live in for our daughters and our mothers and our families? We want to live in the world that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that every single religion has a character, and the character of Islam is modesty. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam continues to say that verily you will never leave anything for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. You leave something because it is haram, it is forbidden, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you. You leave something for the sake of Allah, but that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace it with something better for you. So these people who are saying, oh, the tourism will get affected, it will dampen investment, no. We are looking to the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. We know that Allah Azza wa Jal will give us something far greater for us for obeying the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. We are protecting our eyes, protecting our gaze. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, who mentions to us that if you feel no shame, fasna' ma shi't, if you have no modesty, no sharam, no haya, then do whatever you wish. And this is what how nations will be destroyed. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has said that no man is alone with a woman except that the shaitan is the third person who is present. So we have our way, we have the sharia, we have the guidance, we are told how to live our Islamic life. So we do not give in to our principles and our way of life. Unko democracy mubarak, but for us is our divine religion, our divine legislation that we need to adhere to the best of our abilities as long as we are alive, because that is the democracy and that is the legislation that will benefit us in our grave and also on the day of Qiyamah. Nothing else will help us. So the democratic world, it is rampant there with sexuality, with promiscuity, Me Too going on everywhere, sexual offenses in workplaces, abortion, pregnancy, so much thing is happening. The commercialization of adultery is there. Why? It is the will of the people. Do all of these things. But no, we don't look to the will of people. We look to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the commands of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So be proud of who you are as Muslims and continue to surrender and submit to Allah azza wa jal. Be proud of having a beard. Be proud of having a hijab. Be proud of being Muslims wherever you may be. And always look to what pleases Allah azza wa jal and the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa qulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum jazakum.